So you already pressed them, chopped them up, and now you're allowing the liquid to flow out of them. So even if you would go squeeze them on Shabbos, there's no malach involved because it's coming out anyway. So the gzeira of mashkin shazavu is because you might come to squeeze. Over here, even if you come to squeeze, it's not going to be an isser. So mashkin hayotze mihen is mutarim. So Chazal did not ask the mashka because there's no gzeira otu schita. Okay. V'afil im lo nisras gemer b'Shabbos. A different scenario. They were not nisras gemer b'Shabbos. Im yesh yayim begigas shanobim b'secha. You have wine in a barrel, container, and there also are grapes in there. Al pi shanobim isbakim b'Shabbos begigas mutal istosu b'Shabbos. Even though the grapes are swelling and bursting and letting out liquid into the gigas as well, you can drink that wine on Shabbos. Shekol hayayin hayotze mehanovim misbatel b'yayin shebegigas, because the wine is bottle. The mashkin shezavu is bottle. Even though we should argue that there's no bittel over here, because it's davar sheyesh lo matirin. And the Zabashish material is not bottle filled by aleph. So that's the chiddush over here, that it's bottle, since it never got to the point where it was nicker. It went straight as it came out, it went straight into the state of bittel with the other things. You do say bittel. Okay, Mishra Bura, Sivkat Yugimel, Shnitzvaskim, Erev Shabbos. Shekim, Shnitzvaskim, Yozov, and Mashkim, Eilov. Once that they've been pressed, crushed, chopped up, to the point that all the liquid is going to come out on its own. Therefore, even a person would go squeeze it, it's not in lach of the rice, so, because it's not doing anything. And therefore, in that scenario, they didn't ask for the mashkin, because even a person would come to squeeze, it's not going to be malacha. The case of the gigas, the wine which comes out of this bottle, Babel Gabdel Alacha Shabbos Yila Heter. So it's a case of Rosh Hashanah Matirin, so how can you say Bittul? Hani mila b'yisa shohaya nikr b'tchila b'en v'achukach nizarev. That's a case of something which was nikr and then it became nizarev. Mashayin kem b'zeh, komat ma'at sheyotzim nizarev tekev. So as soon as it comes out, it mixes. And nizbatul b'shishim b'yayin ahetur shohaya b'y mikvar b'ein chal alav shem hisr. So each little mashu comes out and it's bottle. If you have a cluster of grapes sitting independent, and the wine's flowing out of it, liquid's flowing out of it, on a slope, it goes into a container which has wine in it from Erev Shabbos. So over there, the liquid which came out of the grape was already nicker and distinct before it mixed. So then also kol yain the tzavik mimenu mishum all the wine is also mishum davar sheyesh lo matirin shrei mekadem sheyesara v'hoya ba'en v'nikr, because over here it was distinct and before it mixed. Okay, kozachron the mitzvah is the novim meshabes zochah yain sheisbaku v'yetsim yenum. That you have to do this the chachila, since it happens with meila, they sit there in the liquid, they absorb the liquid, they pop. And they let out the liquid inside of themselves as well. So that's not called the mice of causing it. It's not called squeezing it. So similarly, you can even soak raisins in water, and as the raisins absorb the water, they swell. They also let out some flavor into the water and some of the liquid into the water. So that's all mutter. That's not considered a direct act of the person, and that's mutter. So we'll see the case of the shelag over there, the issue of causing snow to melt is discussed under the umbrella of the issue of dosh. It's like making a liquid, so we'll see it later on in the siman. Okay. Fine. Gimel. Chatzanim bezogim shenosin leim mayim lasus temet. So you had, after you pressed the grapes, you have left over the shells and the pits and a certain amount of flavor left in them, a certain amount of liquid of the grapes left inside of them. So you would pour water on it, and the water would absorb whatever is left over, and that was called temid. So you can take that liquid and drink it. And similarly, if it just flows on its own without having any water there, it also be mutter again because it's already been crushed. There's no gzeira of that you might come to squeeze it. Some of the wine comes out on Shabbos. Take him nisbatl b'mayim b'chanal. So whatever comes out is nisbatl. So the liquid which comes out on its own is mutter. Fine.
So tesfav, it's not really bitl gom. There's no isir here at all, we're saying. It was a little funny, right? The end of the sif says that it's mutter to have it straight. Without the water, so I don't really need
bitol
to have it when I
went into
water.
Correct. It's a good question. I'm not sure. That's why I was hesitating. I don't know. Kazal chayalim mitzimukim shechatochan menasin leyamayim uschotim b'shabbos. So you cut the raisins open, you put water in them, and then you squeeze it out. Chayv l'kul yalma. There the chayv. Why? The behu lohoya zava yayin me'elav. Whatever liquid or flavor was inside the raisins will not come out on its own. V'nedorim l'anobim shenis raskul. So here you have to do a process to be able to get the liquid out. So that's the case where it's not happening on its own, so then when you squeeze it, you're doing a malach of skita. But if you already did the process before Shabbos, then you put it into the mishameris, again, it was like a very fine cloth, which you would hang, and it would sit in there, and then the liquid would drip out. Or even using a suder, and it's filtering out on Shabbos. Fil hachi mutter l'shtos meyos hayayin b'Shabbos, because once you've done that before Shabbos, there's some wine there before Shabbos, then there's bittel. But davka shesudar m'shemeres magi ad hayayin shebekli b'inyan shetekev shiyatsim in m'shemeres eno nikr klal u'batel. If the bottom of the sack is submerged in the liquid, the wine which is there already, so then as soon as new wine drops out the bottom, what it's going to do is basically it's going to mix into the wine which is there already. The dripping is from the bottom, so it will come out in the bottom, but it's already immediately will become bottle. Okay, Dalad. Mutalis tchayt eshkol anabim l'sech kedera sheyesh bo tavshol kedei l'sakan oichol. If the purpose of squeezing it is not to use it as a liquid, but to add some flavor or something to the food, so while it's in the grape, it's considered an oichol, and the grape is an oichol, and when it comes into the food, it's considered part of the oichol. So that's d'habalei mashka bo l'oichol v'ke'ochol domi. The whole malacha is because you took the mashka out of the oichel. But if this mashka does not get a status of a mashka, it gets a status of an oichel because it goes straight into an oichel and it functions as oichel, that's like cutting an apple in half, which is mutter. Even if you're planning to put the food in afterwards, so your goal is to use it for food, but since when it goes into the pot is empty and it sits there as a mashka, even though later on you can use it for an oichel, that doesn't help you. The reason why it's called mafarik is enokiim. You want to use that which you're squeezing out as a drink. That's called prika. Then we say, well, there was this mashka which was being contained by its shell, and you broke it out of its shell. But cutting a food in half is not called mafarik. Well, I couldn't get to the one half of the apple without breaking it off. We don't look at it like that. There has to be that there's two distinct things over there. The case on the deraisa level, the mishkan level is you have the kernel that you're using, you have the husk around it. So that's two distinct different functions. So you have the mashka and you have the oichel. But in a case it's not functioning as a mashka, then it's as far as we're concerned, it's the same thing as cutting an oichel from an oichel. Even though there's a swara of mashka b'leichel kechol dami, you just want to rely it when you're dealing with schitas esim anovim. So, nigar p'saka it's mutter, but a person wants to be machmer, can be machmer. But if the pot is empty, you can't do that. Even though you're planning to use the liquid as an ingredient with the food, it's not just that it's usher, it's chayiv chatas. Sharzi in Chav Gimel says, the Rav says no. Since the ma'aser, your goal is to put in the techa tavshil, so really it doesn't get it in the mashka, even though it was done in such a way that it was left to be its own distinct liquid before it was mixed with the oichel. But since its function is to be put in the oichel, it's not really a mashka. So no simid rabbanon. Because the primogodim. And now I'll take it a step weiter. Matusim remind him, which the whole issue is the Rabbanan, not the Raisa. And you're putting it into a pot, which you plan to use then as an ingredient. So your goal is that you come a mashka, that you come be an oichel. So I would argue over there, we didn't want the Rabbanan to start with, and you really, at the end of the day, don't want it to be a mashka, you want it to be an oichel. Maybe you should be mekel. He said, no, we're not mekel on that either. The Bir Locha Habala Oichel. I would look at Klishi Yeshba Mashka Oser, but Kibbutz Yeshba Zed, Kikosa Yerabba. But if you squeeze it into a liquid, you have a major headache. Because it's becoming a mashka, which that's exactly the problem. Fine. So this is the person wants to squeeze a lemon into a tea, so that's gonna be obviously going to be a problem. If you put a lemon slice into the tea, assuming you'll get around the bishul issues, etc. The fact that some of the liquid of the lemon is going to, on its own, be drawn out of the lemon and go into the tea, that's going to be mutter because it's immediately bottled. But if you'd squeeze it in, it'd be a problem. There's a shayla if I squeeze it onto sugar and then pour the sugar into the tea, well, the sugar is an oichel, so it's liquor is going from the oichel of the lemon into the oichel of the sugar. But then you're gonna put the sugar into the tea, and the sugar is going to become part of a mashka. So do we down the sugar as an oichel, and therefore it will have this heter of squeezing the lemon onto the sugar? Or do we say, since the sugar itself is gonna end up being in becoming a mashka, part of a mashka, so that can't act as this other state of being, and saying your mashka went from oichel to oichel? So Chasanish is machmer and says that since the sugar is going into the tea, you have to be chosha. That's not really called squeezing it onto an oichel when this thing is not really going to function as an oichel at the end. If I recall correctly, Moshe was matarit. Maybe it's Mishabur, if I recall correctly. Somebody says that there. Because Mishabur or Moshe. Okay. Okay, Sif Hey. A Yesh Mishaimer, the Hood in the Boiser, Shemutu the Sotu the Sechu Eichel. Boyser are immature grapes. They haven't fully ripened. They haven't fully grown, really. So some say, well, Maisa, if you squeeze from the boyser into an oichel, that's going to be mutter. Because oichel to oichel. Biratam says it's osir. Zatrimo hoel veno roy lechel. So you can't really give the boister status of an oichel, say it's an oichel to an oichel, because boister is not edible. The liquid which comes out is a very sharp type of a flavor, and you can use it as to spice foods, but you can't say that it was an oichel to start with, because it wasn't edible yet. So it's not a case of being mafred an oichel from an oichel. I don't know, it's a case of being mafred the usable part from the unusable part, which even if it's not going to end up being dosh, it's going to end up being burr. So the Mishnah Berurah, you test who had in boiser. Heimanod Mishal Nisbal Shakol Tzarchan. It's grapes which have not fully grown, fully ripened. So the Rebbe Thomas said it's also because it's not royal laochle. Hanam the Mishum Zeh Habi Kebarer Oichel Mitechel Pseulis. So that makes it like barer. You're taking the oichel. Which is the usable liquid from the psyllus, which is the unusable grape. Fine. There's some people who eat boiser, but they're not a significant enough number to say that that's considered, that should be considered an oichel. So you say botla daita. So now if the problem is barer, so if you meet the conditions of barer, it should be mutter. For immediate use, by hand, and good from the bad. It's going into an oichel. So that's how the Taz learns. There's no problem over here of schita because it's oichel to oichel. The only problem is for barer problems, you have a problem that is considered a psoilus. So the only way to be mutter is for immediate use. There's a mafakus achredim, which might end up being two sheetahs in the Gemara. I'm holding the boiser and I'm squeezing it, and the liquid comes out. So is that called taking oichel from psoilus or psoilus from oichel? What I end up holding in my hand is the psoilus. Obviously, my goal is to squeeze out the liquid. The liquid goes into the container, and now I have my liquid that I could use. But what I'm actually bringing it to myself in a certain sense, after I'm finished with the process, is I have the psoilus in my hand. See, the Igvei Tell brings a machlokes about this, whether this is considered oichel from psoilus and psoilus from oichel. He's clearly learning that it's called oichel mitoch psoilus. That's why it's mutter for la'alter. Magen Rom hissig al zeh. The Magen Rom argues with the whole thought process. Even la'alter is osur. The hodem mutter shom. Why oichel mitoch psoilus is mutter mishum that ain derech b'yosur b'oichel mitoch psoilus. The whole lemon is that that's not the normal way you do burger. So it's not called a ma'aser burger. Ma'ashein kim b'zeh the derech b'yosuhu. This is how you burr it. There's no other way to be burr it. The Efshar Yenachar. So then, you do not say, you can squeeze the liquid out of the boiser, because that's the normal way to do it. So that's called burr. Rabbi Rabbi Shemesad of the Hokel, but Kerle Shabbos the Taz. Rabbi Elochish, Iksav, and Nochon, the Hachmir. It's already somewhat edible, you know, really usable, you know. So then it makes it better. Now it's not a psoilus, it's an oichel. Not real lechel. So Mr. Burr Chaval, who did the sharp parish and room lechel, lechila, also the sultan, and may I feel like oichel, yes, achel, kiswara kranum. So even though you're squeezing it directly into a food, since it's coming from something which is not a food, so you have a problem. Yeah. Okay.
The problem here is burr. Well, burr is much different from la'alter. I'm from a godam she romas the betoisters isa hatam lin cholevis mishum dosh. That the problem of milking is dosh. You're getting the oichel out of the psoilus. So for the purpose of the milk, the animal is like the psoilus, and the milk is the oichel. So the reason why it's considered dosh is because that's what it is. Extracting the oichel from the psoilus is the process of dosh. So the case of boiser, the problem here is not burr, the problem here is disha. The liquid of the boiser is the oichel. You're extracting the oichel from the psoilus, the boiser, which is unusable. So forget about burr, it's dosh. Why is that important? Because there's no heter la'alter in disha. There's heter la'alter in burr, but not in disha. So if so, it comes out the fiza nistar kulu the gamri. So this whole heter over here is gone. The disha ain't nafkamina bein la'alter la'achar zman. There's no heter of disha la'alter. Okay. So v'ayim sefer fechem rosh yisadad dakonas aran v'atzur shekosu kibur erchom min apsalus. They actually do not mean burr, they mean dosh. The point is, it's once it's considered that the burser is unusable, so the burser is like psoilus, and the liquid is usable, that's like oichel, and you're extracting the oichel from the psoilus, which is the process of disha. Disha is grounded different than burr, because disha is the act of breaking it out of its shell, as it were, and extracting it. It's not burr, which is the next step.
But when I squeeze a grape, we don't call it dash, even though I'm left with something which I'm going to treat as psoas.
When I squeeze a grape, it's considered dash. What do you mean?
No, if it was dash, then all the whole heter go, and I can't squeeze it into food, it's still dash.
No, no, no. The heter b'oichel, the bala oichel is a heter in dosh. It's not a heter in burr.
So what do I have the heter here? I'm doing pesach oichel.
Yeah, because the burr is a psoilus. The boiser is a psoilus. The heter is, I have a grape which is an oichel, and I squeeze out the liquid from the oichel into an oichel, so that we never get a mashka. So there was, I can't say I'm extracting anything, because there was nothing, it wasn't an extraction.
Right.
But if the boiser is inedible, so when I squeeze it, I can't say I went from an oichel to an oichel. It wasn't an oichel. So that was just the psoilus, which had an oichel in it, and I'm extracting the oichel from the psoilus. That's what disha is. Is there something bothering you?
Yeah. Because when I squeeze a grape, I'm left with psoilus in my hand, right?
Okay, let's stop a second. Okay. The word oichel, using the word oichel regards to the dinim of dosh, that something goes from an oichel to an oichel, that word oichel and the word oichel by barer, oichel and psoilus are not the same word.
Right.
Over here, I just have to start with how much is edible, it's a food. So this is a food item. It went from a food item to a food item. So it's not a mash, it never became a mashka. Yes, now I have this thing which is, I'm going to discard and say it's unusable, but it's not a psoilus, batsim. When the Gabi Hilchas Borer, we say that anything which is unwanted has a lach of psoilus, anything which is wanted has a lach of oichel. So I need my forks and I don't need my knives, so the forks are oichel and the knives are psoilus. I mean, not really psoilus,
right?
Saying so for the purpose over here that this is of disha, that's these are oichelim, right? But in the case of boiser, it's batsim of psoilus. It's batsim not usable, so it's not an oichel.
But it never became a mashka either. So
where's the
Easter?
The heter is, it's an oichel to start with and it's an oichel to end with, so there was never a process of extracting anything.
No, but the heter is because there would be an Easter without that. The Easter would be that I'm creating the wine, I'm creating the juice. That would be the Easter. But because I'm not really creating juice, it's turning to oichel, so the Easter goes away.
But that's half of the sentence. The sentence is, it started out as an oichel and remains an oichel, therefore it's mutter. Here it didn't start out as an oichel.
Uh-huh.
Here it started out as psoilus, which needs to be, has something usable being extracted. That's what dosh is.
Uh-huh. Even if it happens not to be liquid, it's just something.
The same way, the classic disha is getting a kernel out of a husk.
Right, right.
So it's an oichel, but that's not the heter. There's no heter.
Right, right.
We're extrapolating from disha, which is extracting an oichel from a psoilus, that when I take a mashka out of an oichel, for that purpose, it's similar to the idea of extracting.
Right.
So when it's an oichel, that doesn't happen. But if it was a psoilus to start with,
it's more direct. Yeah.
So that's mamish. It's mamish disha.
Yeah.
So if so, look at this whole heter of la'alta doesn't make any sense, because the problem over here isn't bar, the problem over here is disha. That it's really the real issue here is disha, like the chavim moshe, not barer, and therefore la'alta is irrelevant. Sharisa bar shurush matik losh remel tam barichis kasam sham gam kein behed de hu kemay dosh shfar ko ogem nakash ein sham lamlan why should we say the tour is arguing on that yitub shem remel tam ben yinach he brings like that. So now, but he says at the end of that piece achim bar shur rola khil yer el khak the yin bar lekab is eli surdo in rabonon. So in a case where the boister is edible, so it does have a shame of oichel, then it's an oichel to an oichel, and then so al kaponim, if it's la'alter, it's going to be mutter. Okay, vav, mutter lischa limons. Okay, pretty straightforward. Mishabura Chavbeis, because Mishabura says it's not so straightforward.
Litzchot limons, Bilshenu called citrons, which is not esrogim. It's limonim. Yeah. How do I feel the mash? Even though you're squeezing it for liquid. Now, v'after derech l'sochtem b'chol, you squeeze it. Kimish ain't derech klal l'sochtem l'tzarech mash. You don't use it as a drink. El atabu b'oichol, it was used. They would use it as to make a dip to enhance oichol. So havik sharp areas, even though so it doesn't upgrade from sharp. We have sharp areas. We have tusim remoinim, and we have zaysim anovim. It's not zaysim anovim. The question is, it should be also just like tusim remoinim. That which are also to squeeze. But over here, it's a funny thing, because when you squeeze it, you don't use it as a mashka. So it remains like sharp hairs. Now, you make lemonade, you put sugar and you squeeze the lemons into the water, and you make a lemonade, which now, you're squeezing it for the purpose of being a mashka. And then it should be like Tuzim Rodim should be also to do it. They're makel. V'afshar, what's the pshat? Mishum lo mitzvah elika shederach lishtos mei schitas hapri gambala terovis mashka acher. Maybe we'll explain that which we call the juice which is coming out a liquid is because you use it as a mashka on its own. But over here, nobody drinks lemon juice on its own. It's only used to be an ingredient in something else. That's not called, that is not enough to say that therefore this thing is called a mashka. It's not meant to be a mashka. Maybe. Efshar. Inami. Lo mitzvah el kishasech te meimav levad v'chakach ma'arver noisam. Aminag lishchot meimav l'sech ha'mashka achar litim b'itam shori. If the case where it's also was you first squeeze it out, then it's independent, and now it's gathered on its own. And then you use it as an ingredient. Like, so that's a problem. But if you squeeze it straight into the water, maybe that's mutter. Stop. Fees as after Mishabur, Bazman Hazeh, Shidua Shimimalim, Chavius, Lameus, Lishtos, Imponch, Be'ezim, Makomis. This is now, it's become not an extraordinary thing to use, but this is the regular thing. Squeezing into liquid is going to be very hard. Because you do squeeze it out and you gather lemon juice and you use it for things. So the eighth is to squeeze it onto the sugar. You squeeze it onto the sugar, and then you pour it into the water. Now, you want to squeeze some lemon onto your fish, isn't it? That's a mashka bol oichel. If you pickle them, so then it goes under the umbrella of the status of pickled fruits and vegetables. Okay, let's hold it here.